Blog Talk Radio.
Fly high.
Well, good evening, everybody. Her was Indiaye and her beautiful song called Wings of Forgiveness. We are here today because this is our second show on forgiveness. We have dedicated August month to forgiveness. As you know, today is the International Forgiveness Day, so it will be a very special show because it will be oriented to answering any question or comment that I either have been receiving through this week or I'm receiving right now through the live chat or through the phone number you can call at, which is 1-347-826-9216. So I will be answering all your questions. My name is Luciana Stiglitz. I am an integrative healer. And I'm here for you. So we will start talking a little bit about what forgiveness is based on our last show, which was last Sunday. Last Sunday, we were saying that forgiveness is very powerful. Actually, it's a very, very powerful tool because it is meant for us to release something that is not good for us and that therefore prevents us from living a happy life, from living a peaceful life. We were saying that forgiveness is actually one of the most powerful tools of healing. We were saying that healing is very different to going to a doctor and getting some medicine for a headache, because what healing looks for is trying to solve the issue that makes that headache, that makes our body sick. Our body is what results from what we feel. So if we get to work on that which makes a problem for our emotional life, for our emotional body, then our physical symptoms should loosen up or even disappear once the issue is solved on the emotional body. So to achieve forgiveness, we said last week that we really don't need to agree with what somebody else did that hurt us. We need to know what is it that hurt us from the issue, but not necessarily agree with what happened. Sometimes we're told that we really need to go and see somebody and feel that we forgive them and then hug them, you know. But last week we saw that that's not really necessary. We don't need to go there and hug a person and say, I'm sorry, to really start forgiving somebody. Because forgiveness is all about ourselves. It's all about what we need. We need to live a happy life. That's why we're here. So we need to find a way to be as happy as possible in this lifetime. And to achieve that, we need to loosen up the backpack that we're always carrying with us. Because if we do not loosen up that backpack, if we do not take the things out of that backpack, then what happens is that we will move on with our lives, or at least try to move on with our lives, but we will not be able to live in a free way. So we will keep on expecting other people to do something to help us release that hurt. We will keep on meeting people that reminds us what we lived before. So we will not really be free, because we will still be like stuck on what happened then and not be fully in present. The idea is that we should always live in the present. We should always live in present tense. We should always live now. Because now is where life is happening. Because now is what's real. Whatever happened to us before is part of what we are now. But it's not happening anymore. So the only way to really be present, to really live in the now, to really use all the opportunities that we are presented right now is by forgiving whatever happened before. And as we were saying last week, forgiving doesn't mean that we have to be okay with what happened. Actually, we need to use whatever happened to set up our boundaries, to say this is good for me and this is not good for me. Because the more we are clear on what are our boundaries, the more we are clear on what is it good for us and what is not good for us, then we will be able to prevent the things that happened to us before from happening again. Whatever happens to us and hurts us is there for us so that we can see what happened and then try to avoid it the next time. So if we have clear boundaries, then people will have them clear as well. If we have them clear, we will be able to talk about them with other people and set them clearly. The idea is for us to communicate correctly with people so that people have clear what is it that we do not like and what we do not want in our lives. And it is okay if we do not want certain things in our lives. We do not have to feel guilty for that. We also said that forgiveness had more to do with what was good for us instead of justifying what somebody did. We do not need to justify what we do not think is good for us. It might be good for somebody else, but it's not good for us. And we need to be clear on that always, because that means being aligned with what we want in life. When we are aligned with what we want in life, then we start attracting to ourselves that which we want. When that doesn't happen, we just attract things that are not really what we want. And then we keep on being hurt. We do not, as I was telling you, need to go to hug somebody or to call that person and say, I forgive you. You can do it from where you are. We did a meditation last week, which I encourage you to listen as much as many times as you need it. Because wherever you are, whenever you want, whenever you feel like so, you can listen to that meditation and then process your own forgiving to that person. You do not need to go there and tell that person. That person will go on with his life or her life, disregarding of what you are feeling, actually. So what we need to work on is in what you are feeling. Forgiveness, something I wanted to be clear on last week. Forgiveness is not meant for the other person. Forgiveness is meant for you, so that you can be happy, so that you can be free, so that you can live a peaceful life. So another thing that is very important for us to remember here is that we do not need to forget what happened. Some people say, okay, I forgive, but I not forget, so I haven't really forgiven. And that's not really true, you know, because one thing is forgiven, which means you will not feel hurt. Each time you remember it, you will not feel hurt when somebody does something that seems like something somebody did to you before. You will not relate your present with your past. So when you are able to let go what happened, when you're able to live in a free way, then you also need to know that things that happen to you are there for you to remember, that specific things are not good for you. So you do need to remember, because you do need to learn how to choose differently next time. So forgiveness really is not about the other person. Forgiveness is here to heal you, not to heal them. They have their own lives. They have their own path. And they are with you as much time as you both need to learn something from each other. That when whatever happened is finished, either because that person went from your life, went out from your life, or because you finally chose to leave that person, or because you just encountered once and it really hurt and then you do not need to keep on seeing that person. Whatever it happened, and in whichever way it did happen, it's part of your past. And what you do take with you is just the lesson you learned of whatever happened. You now know certain things are not good for you, and you need to live by that. You need to make your life based on whatever you know is not good for you and whatever you know is good for you. Because actually, none of us can really change the past. But we can make a better future for each of us. And it really depends on us. It just does not depend on the other person. There is a saying that I really like, which Mandela said, and it's something like, resentment is like drinking a poison, expecting it will kill your enemies. Resentment is like drinking poison, expecting it will kill your enemies. And that is what we are going to talk today about, because resentment has to do with taking on the hurt day by day. One thing is to remember what happened, to know that it's not good for us or that we do not need that any longer in our lives. Another very different thing is to carry on with the hurt. Carrying on with the hurt has to do with resentment. It's very different to just know what's not good for you and then stop choosing that in your life. Sometimes it has to do with somebody we met. Sometimes it has to do with somebody we're living with. Sometimes it has to do with somebody we're working with. Sometimes it has to do with somebody we love. Sometimes it has to do with somebody we hate but we cannot get apart from. Whomever this person is, it's not about that person. Sometimes we want to save somebody or help somebody, but we also have to remember that that person does choose what's good for that person, and you have to choose what's good for you. Always choose what's good for you. Always think on what's better for you, and that person has to do the same for him or for her. So it's very important that you are here today, because that means you are being conscious that you need to work in forgiving somebody. And that's okay, because all of us have to forgive somebody at some point. It's part of what we need to do in life. We need to release the past. And by releasing, we mean forgiving. Because we need to live a peaceful life. We need to live a happy life. Somebody wrote to me the other day asking me to please talk about forgiveness for oneself. And that's very important, because forgiveness, when we are talking about somebody else doing something that hurt us, forgiveness in that case is for us, from us to us. Because it means our healing. But sometimes we feel we need to forgive us. Sometimes we feel we are the ones who have made something to somebody else. And that's guilt. The first thing that hinders our growth is criticism. We always have to remember that we are creators. That's why we are here. We are learning how to create. We are learning how to create our reality. We are learning how to create whatever we want for us in our lives. We are learning how to create whatever we work at. We are creating each and every step we take. That's our mission. That's why we are here. Because it's happy, actually. That's the idea. That's how it should be. We should always be creating in peace and happiness. We should be creating in full health. So whenever we are not creating in full health, in full happiness, in full peace, then something is wrong. So there is something that is quite the opposite from creating. Creating constructs things. The opposite would be criticism, because criticism destructs things. So whenever we are critical of ourselves, whenever we critic whatever we do or whatever we choose, then we are not permitting ourselves to grow, to learn, to experience. Criticism can do lots of wrong in our lives, because first we criticize ourselves, then we move on, we go on walking, and then we look back and say, hey, I shouldn't have criticized myself in the first place. Then I need to forgive myself. Then you need forgiveness. But if you do not criticize yourself, then there's nothing to forgive. You just accept. You accept who you are. You accept why you're doing it. You accept that whatever you chose in the moment was the best choice you could do with what you had lived there, what you knew at the moment. When we look back and we say, I could have done differently, we are saying that from a different perspective. We are saying that from a different point. Because when we are saying that, we already have more tools than we had then. We already have more experience than we had then. So we can see things differently, broadly. So first of all, it's very important to understand that it's not good to criticize. Not good to criticize us, not good to criticize anybody else. Because it means we are destructing something. We are not constructing something, we are destructing something. And usually it is ourselves. We are always, always making ourselves up. Each step we do take, each step we give, means that we are learning something. And when we criticize ourselves, we stop learning, we stop experiencing, we get stuck in an ongoing talk with ourselves about what we should be doing and what we should not have done. And that disrupts us, because that doesn't permit us to go on walking, to go on learning. Somebody wrote to me yesterday about somebody she knew that felt that she had done something terrible, because she was doing something which she regretted afterwards. So she has this big feeling of guilt because what she had felt previously, that she thought it was not good to feel that way. And that guilt is now having her to forgive herself. But if we understand that we do not need to forgive other than ourselves, and that forgiveness is something we can do, and it is something that it's available for all of us at any time, then we will just stop criticizing us, just stop feeling guilty. It is very important to achieve this, that we remove all and any judgment on how we think that the things should be done. Because what we have to do is understand that things are, and they are as they are, and they are okay as they are. Should means a judgment. I should have done that. He should have said that. And that's a judgment. Things are as they are. We need to flow with how things work, like fishes in a stream. So what would be the opposite of judgment would be being grateful. So being grateful for who we are, because whatever we did in the past, whatever we encountered in the past, whomever we encountered in the past, has made us who we are now. And now we are wonderful people. We are all wonderful people. We are really, really great people. What we need to do is to shine that greatness outside and share that greatness with others so that others can feel great too. So we have to be grateful for who we are. We have to be grateful for what happens in our life now, because we can choose now. And we have to be grateful for that capacity of choosing, for that capacity of learning what happened and choosing now something different, something according with what we want now in our lives. So we have 2 more minutes on the show, and there are some people in our chat saying that they're here, and it's very nice to see that. There's somebody who was here last week, and that's great as well. So just to be clear in something, we really have to remember whenever we're thinking about forgiveness, we have to remember that it's something there, it's a tool we have, it's a healing tool we have to be free. So in order to live a happy, healthy, peaceful life, we need to be free. Free to choose whatever's good for us, free to leave behind whatever's not good for us anymore. I know it's difficult, but we need to understand that living a free life is very important. So, as you know, my name is Luciana Stiglich, and if you want a personal consultation or an individual therapy, we can do it face-to-face if you're in Peru, or through Skype if you're international. And that would be all. Hope to see you next week on the last part of the show. And any questions, you can write to me through Facebook, through Twitter, through Blog Talk Radio, through spiritual networks, or through my email. Have a blessed day. Have a blessed week. Blessings be.
Fly high, fly high. You're only human. took a swim in the sea of guilt and misery. Find myself on an island in the middle of nowhere. In my solitude, I asked to know the highest truth. And what I was told is to thine own self be true. If Jesus can't forgive crucifixion, surely we can survive and find a rest.